The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. John was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard what he said and followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following him and said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi, where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day. It was about 4 PM. Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the two who heard John and followed Jesus. He first found his own brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated Christ. Then he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You will be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The Gospel of the Lord. It's a good news that we have found the Messiah, that many people who change to Protestant churches because they say they found more love there than in a Catholic church. It's of course not the whole truth, but in a certain sense, to follow Christ means like Jesus. Jesus always has an open heart. Jesus always tried to listen. At times, we have no time, we're too busy. But with the people next to us, they want us are listening. But we don't care much. I think it's important. Jesus invites us to love, not love the people far, far away. Perhaps the people next to you. Perhaps could be your family members, perhaps your colleagues, or perhaps someone on the street. That's open heart means wherever Jesus went through or Galilee, he watched, he cared. Someone asked at the back, he stopped. Someone asked for blessing, he blessed them. So this is how we have to work out. And John, in his Hebrew, Paul to Hebrew, he said, "In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets. In these days, these last days, he has spoken to us through the Son." That means to say, we have Christ in our midst. We not only follow Christ, we, in the name of Christ, we bless. In the name of Christ, we listen. Jesus sent people surrounding us so that we can share the love of Christ for all, no exception. So let us live today. Every present moment is a precious moment that we can live better the will of God the Father, to love our neighbor as Jesus the way he loves us.